I am of Juba County. Commissioner Charles said the identity of the attackers is not known, saying the investigation had been launched into the matter.
The accident was yesterday around 4, 4:30, whereby the report was killed and then the vehicle also burned. Also, another ambush happened at the same area, whereby also there are five vehicles burned and 4 or 5 people also killed at the same area. The vehicle burned in total at 7, and then the victims or those who are killed are 9 now.
Viola Idina, a resident in Yei Town whose brother was killed, expressed frustration and called the government to beef up security and protection civilians along the major highways. You are listening to the English News on Radio Tamazunch. The cross-border trade between South Sudan's Central Equatorial State and Uganda has resumed despite poor roads along the border corridors of Kawa, Kijikeji, and Yei Towns after the formation of the unity government. Anthony Gaga, a businessman in Kaya, told the Tamosi last week that Uraba Kaya border road is operational and open for traders bringing goods from Uganda and vice versa. He said that although trade has resumed along the Kaya Uraba South Sudan Uganda border corridor, poor road conditions, inflation, and other exchange rates remain a big challenge for local traders in South Sudan. It was Luba, a trader and the chairperson of Yei Chambers of Commerce, confirmed that goods have started reaching Yei through the Uraba Kaya road and hope that once the road connecting South Sudan to Uganda is permanently constructed, it will reduce price of goods and services in the market. Recently, the Central Equatorial State Governor, Emmanuel Adil Anthony, urged his cabinet ministers to work hard and deliver service to the citizens, including improving roads to ease movement and transportation of goods and services in only 6 counties of the state. The South Sudan Minister of Foreign Affairs has announced the death of 2 senior diplomats in the capital, Juba. Speaking to the Post on Monday, a spokesperson in the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Hakim Edwards, said Mr. Moses Akola Jawin and Abdul Tokoch both died on Sunday and the cause of their death is not known.
We can really confirm to you that the unfortunate has happened. Ambassador Moses Akola passed on. He was a senior ambassador of Grade 1 actually in the ministry. Abdul Tokoch Sunday. He was a man of the people. He was also somebody loved actually and undertook his task with the intelligence.
Another
actually lost also to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Both late Moses and Takuch had served in then Sudan's Foreign Affairs Ministry before South Sudan's independence in 2011. You are listening to the English News on Radio Tamazuch. Akol Matiang, an SPLA Mayor nominee and newly appointed commissioner of Chebet County, Lake State last week, narrowly survived a road ambush after an assailant opened fire on his convoy while en route to the county headquarters. A suspect identified as Bida Gore opened gunfire targeting the commissioner's vehicle as he was returning to Chebet County headquarters after a meeting with traditional chiefs, executive directors, and fire administrators. The incident occurred in Abiyuchok Payam. Speaking to Rami Thomas, the Deputy Commissioner of Police in Chebet County, Colonel Machar Maruel, confirmed the incident but said there were no casualties. The police chief said the security forces are following the suspect to be brought to book for investigation. Sarah Hussein Onyango Obama, the state grandmother of the former U.S. President Barack Obama, who died on Monday morning at age 99, will be buried today according to Muslim traditions, her family announced. Marsat Onyango, the daughter of Mama Sarah Obama, told the media that her mother had been ailing for some time and died while undergoing treatment at Jaramogi Oginga Odinga Teaching and Referral Hospital in Kisumu County. Mama Sarah was the third wife of Hussein Obama, Barack Obama's father. In the condolence message, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said Mama Sarah was a strong, precious woman who held together the Obama family and was an icon of family values. In July 2018, U.S. President Barack Obama visited his ancestral village in Kenya and participated in traditional dance with his grandmother and half-sister, Auma Obama. We have come to the end of our English News Bulletin from Radio Tamask today, but here's a recap of our main headlines. Government cannot postpone the election unilaterally, peace partner says. South Sudan postpones COVID-19 vaccination launch. Death toll from Camp 15 attacks in eastern Equatorial State rises to 17. 9 civilian kill along Juba Yei Road. That marks the end of our English News Bulletin for today. Join us again on Friday, this week, same place, same time, for more news. Have a good evening.
بنشرتنا الإنجليزية مستمعينا نختتم جولتنا لهذا المساء، على أمل أن نلتقيكم في جولتنا الصباحية قدا بتغطية جديدة. دوما للمزيد من المعلومات ولمن فاتحهم الاستماع إلينا، زوروا موقعنا الإلكتروني www.radiotamazic.org. إلى اللقاء.
على امتداد المناطق الحدودية، راديو تمازج يقدم لكم كل يوم الأخبار، استطلاعات، مناقشات على هواء راديو تمازج.